I am here at the 2014 Cattle Industry Convention here in Denver, Colorado, and Ashley McDonald is standing here with me, and she is Environmental Counsel for NCBA. And Ashley, thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with me. First of all, let's talk about what's on everyone's minds, and that's Waters of the U.S. What's the update?
Well, of course, we are in the midst of the comment period and what seems like the midst of EPA and the Corps' PR campaign to farmers and ranchers out there in the country. The comment period, of course, ends October 20th, and so we are just trying to get folks to understand the impacts of this rule and then take their story to EPA and comment on this rule. So that's kind of where we are right now. We even put together actually some maps looking at the before and after of this expanded jurisdiction. They're not quite ready, but I can tell you that in just looking at the preliminary product, that it's an amazing expansion of the Clean Water Act, contrary, of course, to what the agencies are out there saying.
Well, the word navigable is made it so difficult for farmers and ranchers across the country to get anything done. How does that directly impact them, and what can they do? And you talked about the comment period, but beyond that, what can they do maybe at the local level to help spread that word?
Sure. Well, of course, the impacts on the ground are pretty profound. What this means when you expand the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act to every ditch and every farm pond across the country is that activities are limited. Because the federal government has to give you permission to do anything that impact that water. So whether that is spraying pesticides, whether that is moving cattle, or digging a ditch or cleaning out a ditch, you know, all of those activities are now going to be under scrutiny because it's just going to be impossible to conduct any of those activities without touching a water of the U.S. now, because everything is a water of the U.S. Those are the real impacts. Of course, that means either fines under the Clean Water Act or threats of fines under the Clean Water Act, or you can get 404 permits and have to go through that pretty burdensome permitting scheme, which also costs money. So it can mean a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of headaches for farmers and ranchers out there. You ask about what folks can do out there in the country besides comment. You know, comments, we really need everyone to file comments to the agency. There's an easy way to do it on our website at beefusa.org. You just click submit comments and tell your story and send that to the agency. But there's also, it's a great opportunity to just talk to your county officials, your state legislators, and your U.S. congressmen and senators, because all of those folks do have some way to contact the agency and to speak on behalf of your state, your county, or your congressional district from the national level. And so they need to be engaged. They need to know the impacts of this regulation, and they need to be contacting the agency as well. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your spouses and your children. Everybody needs to comment, as well as talking to those local, state, and federal officials.
What's the mood of NCBA about this? You know, hopefully it's hopefully optimistic, but worst case scenario, if this gets passed, what are we to do, and what's your guys' next step?
Well, I think right now you can tell by the PR campaign of EPA that they're losing. They are really trying to sell this regulation as not impacting everybody. We aren't being fooled in the agriculture industry. So there are a lot of folks that have become engaged, and rightly so. And so I think we do have a good shot of getting this rule withdrawn. Of course, that's directly correlated to how many comments we get. So again, I can't say it enough, is to get everybody out there to comment on it. But at the same time, we will continue to get or request those comments and prepare for a final rule that will impact the cattle industry pretty heavily, and eventually it could end up in litigation.
The House bill on the Endangered Species Act just passed a little while ago, and NCBA was behind that. Kind of tell listeners what that entails.
Well, of course, there's been legislation that you mentioned dealing with reform of the Endangered Species Act, which is something that NCBA, as well as our sister organization, the Public Lands Council, has been advocating for many years. There are numerous problems under the Clean Water Act and how it functions or how it doesn't effectively work. And so this piece of legislation, of course, would correct many of those problems and reform that legislation so that maybe it can function a lot better moving forward.
Looking into the fiscal year 2015, what's on the docket when it comes to environmental issues that are going to affect cattlemen across the country?
Well, of course, this Waters of the U.S., of course, will not go away. So we'll be working on that again in 2015, just like 2014. But another big issue that's recently come up is greenhouse gases. You know, we're still fighting those fights. The administration continues to push for more regulations. And then we just had a Supreme Court decision that did come out and largely upheld EPA's authority to implement those greenhouse gas regulations. But it did have a piece of good news for the cattle industry or the livestock industry as a whole, in that if you're not regulated already for criteria pollutants under the Clean Air Act, they cannot force you to get a permit simply because of your greenhouse gas emissions. So that decision was actually a slightly good for the livestock industry, and hopefully will protect us going forward under these regulations that continue to be pushed out by the Obama administration. Of course, we will still feel the effects of some of them through higher utility costs and with all the coal-fired power plants that are going to be shut down due to them.
Well, thank you, Ashley, for taking a few minutes to chat with me. Once again, talking with Ashley McDonald, Environmental Counsel for NCBA here at the 2014 Cattle Industry Convention in Denver, Colorado. I'm Jamie Johansson.